The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 666.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a commercial and editorial animal photographer, author, and podcaster, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Grace Chan. Grace, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah. Hi, Sheena. I'm so happy to be on your show. It's so important. We can't have enough content like this for Asian women. So thanks for having me on. As you mentioned, I'm a commercial and editorial animal photographer, which most people are like, what the heck is that? So I take images of animals for advertising agencies and magazines. So I shoot images for brands like Purina, Milk-Bone, Fancy Feast, pet brands, not pet brands. Like I've done stuff for Tinder and Nintendo. I've had a couple photography books come out and I just started a podcast 6 months ago called Creativity School. So I'm busy, but I did want to mention that before I got into this whole world of creativity and art, you know, like many other Asian people out there, I was actually going to be a doctor or a vet. So my background is in biology. So I feel like my whole journey has really been about finding my own self-confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And you know, I think it's great that, you know, what you're doing is like something out of the ordinary, right? I mean, I've interviewed women who've been Christmas song artists, solely sings and writes Christmas songs. I've interviewed a lady who's a fitness trainer for romantic novel authors. I mean, it just shows like it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, sky's the limit and you can create as many paths as you want. Like nothing's impossible, right? So yeah, some people might be like, what? But you know what? You're doing what you love. You're going out there and living your life the way you want, right? So I think that's great. And Grace, what's your cultural background?
I am Korean American. Was born in the United States. My parents immigrated to the United States from South Korea in 1970.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote really are any to do with the power of just being yourself and loving yourself as you are. So there's so many quotes like that, but the one I chose for this interview is, confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't. And a singer named Christina Grimmie said that, and that just spoke to me very deeply.
Thanks for sharing that, and that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is really having the ability to radically love yourself and accept yourself exactly as you are, without having to be anybody else, without having to act a certain way to get people to like you. I think there's so much power in fully owning who you are exactly as you are and not being afraid to be that person out in the world. Like just take off all your masks and be you.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Grace, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I grew up in the suburbs of Pennsylvania, or suburbs of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, and there really wasn't very much of an Asian community out there. And so growing up in school, I just felt so invisible and like an outsider. And I know that that's an experience a lot of minorities and Asian Americans experience. And I really just felt so different. And I felt like I didn't have a voice. And I mean, I just completely felt invisible. But it was like paradoxical, because while I didn't like being invisible, because I felt like I didn't have a voice, and I felt like I couldn't ever really be myself, I also enjoyed being invisible, because I felt like I stuck out so much already. Like being invisible provided me safety and comfort from people picking on me or bullying me. And you know, I have encountered a lot of racism growing up in school. And just I think that because of all these experiences, and also being a woman, I think women are taught to accommodate other people, to make themselves smaller, to make other people feel better. And like I mentioned, these masks, like we wear so many masks out in the world so that people like us. And so we fit in. And I think that's doubly a problem being an Asian American woman, because were already known for being shy and submissive. And then you add on top of that being a woman, it just compounds into, for me anyway, just feeling like I didn't have a voice, feeling like I couldn't really express myself and be myself. And just, I guess you could say, lacking self-confidence because of that.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we go through, especially, you know, migrating from Asia to North America back in the day, you know, being like the only Asian kid. It's not always easy, right? You know, you don't have like blonde hair and blue eyes. You have small eyes and like dark brown hair. And you're like, why don't I look like them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then on top of the fact that you don't even see yourself in the media or in entertainment or anywhere else.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, like the first Asian show I ever saw in Canada was like All American Girl with Margaret Cho. And that was like, oh my God, finally, like, you know, an Asian person. But, you know, now the representation is starting to increase, which is great, right? To show others what's truly possible. And what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and be who you are today, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
I don't know if I can say there was one moment in particular. I mean, I do say that I feel like I sort of lived a double life because while at school, I felt completely invisible and irrelevant, I was very plugged into the Korean American church community. And like there, I got to have friends and be popular and date. And it's like I cultivated this entirely different part of myself that like did not exist Monday through Friday. And I think by the time I got to college, that's when I think I really started feeling like this is me, this is who I am. I am comfortable being myself. And, you know, I mentioned I studied biology in school, but I think my first really big aha moment of being like, I am myself and I need to forge my own path being fully me was when I was like, I am not going to be a vet or a doctor like my parents wanted me to be. I can't do this. And I just decided to go to art school. So after I graduated from college with the biology degree, I moved 3,000 miles away from home to art school to study advertising and art and design. And I think that really started building my self-confidence because that's when I started realizing I'm actually good at this. And unlike what my parents and everyone else has told me, I can make money being creative.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's great to hear stories like that, right? Because especially, you know, living in an Asian household, like you mentioned, you know, you're told to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, or whatever it is, right? Like a high paying job. And if we feel like that's the only way we could live life, not realizing there's so many other ways. And I know it's not easy, right? When you tell your parents, I'm not going to be a vet, I'm going to art school, and they'll be like, art? How are you going to make money with art, right? And, you know, we all go through that, right? And there's nothing wrong with your parents saying that. They do that out of love and they just want the best for you. But sometimes we have to go out there and just like you mentioned, you know, forge our own path and, you know, do the things that we love. And I feel like the universe will always have our back. And like with you, right, you're into photography and, you know, you're succeeding as a photographer. And, you know, because of what you've realized and what you've done, what's your life been like now?
It has been amazing because I have created a path that is so authentically me. As I mentioned, you know, I was working in the ad industry as an art director. And I think I went that way because I was still wearing a little bit of a mask. Like I felt like, well, if I'm going to be creative, it has to be really practical and functional. And the ad industry, you get to be creative and get paid a lot of money, but it's still not like fully like letting your creative freak flag fly because, you know, you are creating ad campaigns with very real world problems for the clients that you're dealing with. And for me, it's just been this constant process of pivoting towards the direction that's going to allow myself to be fully who I am and express that. And so I pivoted from the ad industry to becoming a family pet photographer. And, you know, my lack of confidence kept me in there thinking that, well, I could never be a commercial photographer because there's way too much on the line. You know, family photography, if I mess up, I can redo it. A commercial job, I mean, I'm talking budgets that or $300,000. That's not all my money, but that's all the money that the client is paying for a couple days of shooting on set. There's so much on the line. I can never do that. And I ended up finding myself in there in that world. And so I've been a commercial photographer now. And even with podcasting, that only started 6 months ago. And I kept myself really small. You know, I said I felt like I didn't have a voice. And for a long time, I felt like that with my photography. Like I was comfortable with being invisible with my photography. Like I can put my photography out there, but I'm still going to kind of hide behind that. And starting a podcast was just yet another pivot where I'm owning the fact that no, I have a voice, I have opinions, I have a philosophy on creativity, and I'm going to start a podcast and share it. And that only happened 6 months ago. So I think the really cool thing about confidence is that it's always evolving and allowing us and wanting us to be the biggest better version of ourselves. And I know this isn't the end. I know I'm always going to be doing that, and I'm always going to keep growing, and I'm just going to keep getting more confident in who I am.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, podcasting is, I think, one of the greatest platforms to share your voice, right? Where you can actually fully express your authentic self. And yeah, behind the scenes, it's not always easy, right? It takes a lot of work. There's days where you feel like quitting, but really, when you get a listener who says, because of your podcast, you know, it helped me realize my worth, it helped me, you know, build up my confidence, you know, then that's all that matters, right? And I know, like, for you, I mean, like you said, there's so many more amazing things happening out there for you. And the confidence that we build every single day will help us keep growing for the better and, you know, inspiring others to do the same. So, Grace, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, if you've watched Bridget Jones's Diary, be your own Mark Darcy. There's a scene in that movie where, you know, Bridget in that film, she's a character who is so imperfectly perfect. She hates herself, like so many aspects of herself, and she's wanting to lose weight. She's not good enough because she doesn't have a boyfriend, and she feels like she has to achieve X, Y, and Z to be lovable. And there's a scene in the movie where the love interest, Mark Darcy, he looks at her and he says, "Bridget, I love you just as you are." And I think as women, we really, really need to have radical self-love and radical self-acceptance for ourselves and love ourselves exactly as we are, despite whatever flaws we think we have, because they're not flaws. They're the things that make us unique and different and the things that allow people to relate to us. And I think the more we ground ourselves in that essential truth, the more that we can really grow into our own self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your photography work or your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's at the Grace Chan. So if you need a pause in your day and look at really cute animal pictures, head over there. And my podcast is called Creativity School, and you can look for that on all platforms that, you know, you listen to podcasts. And I recommend that show for people who feel like they want to be more and they feel a yearning to make something or do something and be something more, and they don't feel empowered and confident enough to do it. And this show is all about giving you the tools to learn how to do that. So hopefully if you are someone who feels like you need some of that, you can check out my show.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you wanted to connect with Grace, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Grace's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Grace today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you, Sheena. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.